We have Monday Night Football tonight, and it's just, it's dumb. When you start, I mean, I'm happy they're not doing it in London, but the more you study Mexico City, the more you go, oh my goodness, someone's probably going to pass out. If you are not aware, because some people are not aware of this, by the way, if you are not aware, so Mile High Stadium in Denver, okay? It's called that for a reason. It's a mile high. 5,280 feet. Everybody with me so far? 5,280. In fact, that's where the name of the company that Sean and I have comes from, 5280 right. Sports Network, 5280sportsnetwork.com. All right, mile high, 5280. Azteca Stadium is 7,280. Some people are not aware of that. Some people do not realize that Mexico City is elevated.
That's roughly the elevation of Santa Fe, New Mexico, higher than Flagstaff, Arizona.
7,280 feet is how high this stadium is. It is another 2,000 feet up compared to Mile High Stadium in Denver. And we all know how people talk about playing in Denver. And, you know, you got the extra little oxygen tanks on the sidelines and all that because, frankly, you got big fat linemen trying not to lose their breath, right? Running around. Got to get some oxygen, got to get the lung capacity going, you got all that. So now you got to go to Mexico City. Mexico City is another 2,000 feet up. And oh, by the way, has horrendous air quality. Horrendous. It is bad. Go look at, so Roger Goodell this morning tweeted out from his Twitter account. I retweeted it from mine at Nate Lundy. Sean is at Estrotar, by the way. And Goodell tweeted out a picture, or at least whoever handles Goodell's Twitter account tweeted out a picture. You know, basically, good morning from Mexico City. Looking forward to the game tonight. Right? You know, kind of your good little PR move. Let's take a look at the picture. I want to know how many filters they put that through because you can still see the air quality being suspect. And they probably put it through like 97 Instagram filters before they actually did it. But they have bad air quality in Mexico City. And it's also 7,280 feet up, another 2,000 on top of Denver, as I said. So that brings us to this, which I just love. So when you're dealing with the air quality issues, one of the ways you might want to know what's going on is to perhaps have the opinion of someone who's had to play there a few times.
Seems reasonable, yes.
You would think that that would be the sort of thing that would probably help you. So, in an interview with USA Today, but this is posted up at foxsports.com, you have Eric Winalda. For those that are not aware, Eric Winalda is a former member of the U.S. national soccer team. Pretty damn good player. All right? He's now an analyst. I think he spent some time with ESPN. He's now with Fox, but he's a soccer analyst, right? That's what he does. All right? This is what Winalda had to say about playing in Mexico City. Okay? This is all a direct quote. Azteca Stadium is the worst place to ever play a sporting event. You can't breathe. The pollution is so bad that if you don't have some form of rain that's brought all that down, you are going to be sucking wind. They will break a record for how many oxygen masks they have on the sidelines. The combination of being that high up with pollution is just devastating to the body. End quote.
For 1 month or one Saturday per month this year from March through June.
One Saturday per month, March through June. Okay, you got me so far.
No cars were allowed.
In Mexico City?
In Mexico City to be driving.
You weren't allowed to drive.
It's one of the most populated cities on earth.
You can't drive.
And you weren't allowed to drive one Saturday a month between March and June because they were in that bad a shape.
So they basically...
Pollution-wise.
They... Okay.
How bad does
one
it have to be? Think about
Saturday
that.
One Saturday a month, you aren't allowed to drive in the city.
Yeah.
You're like going to get fined and ticketed and all? I mean,
correct.
They just take your car away from you or something?
That basically takes 1.4 million cars off the road.
Wow.
Because that's how bad it's been.
Eric Winalda, Azteca Stadium is the worst place to ever play a sporting event. Okay, they're all athletes. I'm not trying to downplay that. But there's a big difference between Eric Winalda and his soccer teammates running around and a 340-pound lineman trying to catch his breath. Holy crap. You think we're going to see guys just, like, take a knee?
I think you're going to see a lot of guys immediately hit the gas. They're going to hit that oxygen tank, and they're going to go right to it after they get off the field. A lot of them.
Jorge Avendano Reyes. He is a local sports medicine and respiration doctor. Okay? He also thinks that the players are going to run into some symptoms at Azteca. He says what he told the USA Today. There can be headaches, dizziness, sensation of fatigue, accelerated heartbeat, and hyperventilation. We can also have respiratory symptoms when exposed to the pollution. The amount of oxygen that reaches the cells decreases, leading to the faster heartbeat and cardiac activity. The body tries to ventilate more quickly. Oh my goodness. Winalda continued, for American football, I'm really curious to see how these guys handle it. It's going to have a massive effect on their body. These are some big bodies out there, 300-pound people who are trying to get oxygen into their muscles and into their brains. I think you'll see a lot of delay of game penalties.
Wow.
I mean, wow. So I liked the idea of them playing a game in Mexico because I like the idea of it's in the same time zone. You're not traveling across the Atlantic. You're not doing all of that. And Oakland gave up a home game for this, right? This is technically an Oakland home game in Mexico City tonight.
Well, to be fair, they've been looking for a new home for last 18 months, sure, so they were more than willing to.
And I'm sure the NFL wrote them a fat check for it.
Right.
But so this is going to be interesting to watch. I knew of the higher elevation, but I knew that Mexico City did not have great air quality. I did not put those two things together. I knew that they were a higher elevation. I mean, that was something I knew the moment that they announced it. And I thought, oh, okay, that's going to be interesting because some players struggle with it in Denver. Now you've just gone, you've gone another, what, 2/5 of a mile?
I mean, yeah.
Not quite another half mile up.
And keep in mind, Denver's Sports Authority Field at Mile High is substantially the highest elevation field in the NFL. So it's not like there's an awful lot of experience for many of these players playing at that kind of altitude. At least not. Maybe since college, when there's a little more variation, guys can go to a couple other places where there's a little bit more. But it's a big, big gap. And I don't know. We've seen a couple of games in Mexico before. The NFL, this is the first foray down there. Mm-hmm. But, regular season game, really bad pollution.
Yeah, it's the worst place to ever play a sporting event. I mean, Eric Winalda did not mince words here. It wasn't like, well, it's going to be a challenge for them. It's going to be no. He said it's the worst place to ever play a sporting event. Well, isn't that going to be fun? So there you go. One more reason for you to catch the Monday night game tonight. Aside from the fact that it's a game of incredible importance. The Broncos are on their bye. The Chiefs just lost. So if Houston finds a way to win this, the AFC West gets really interesting. It's already interesting, but it gets really interesting coming up. Because the Broncos and Chiefs play Sunday night football this week. I mean, it's going to get real interesting. The AFC West is already going to be a ton of fun down the stretch.
Here's to get an idea.
Because the Broncos have not, for those that are not aware, the Broncos have not played the Chiefs yet.
Right.
They play them this Sunday, and then they play them on Christmas Day.
A little odd.
Or Christmas night, actually, but yes.
Second highest elevation in the NFL? 1,070 feet, University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona.
That's awesome. This is going to be fun tonight. Oh, my goodness. Have fun, Roger. 11 after SB Nation Radio.